Hi everyone and welcome to Best Rank Fire. This is a podcast that gives me the chance to chat with some of the best people from around the 40k community. I'm your host Ben and in today's episode we'll be chatting with the boss himself. While I've only found this person fairly recently, thank you to Kerry, as always, he is pretty much guaranteed to make me laugh whenever he posts some amazing posts. He is the master of all things meme and obviously therefore the boss of the meme team. Welcome to the show, Jack. How are you doing?
Yeah, all right, Ben. Thank you very much for the invite. You could say, yeah, master of memes, but master of none at the same time, but yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate the time. And yeah, hopefully we can have a nice, enjoyable couple of hours of just chatting Warhammer and all things green, probably.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. It is all right to drink and stuff, by the way.
Yeah. Crack on. Right. Drink, swear, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Fantastic.
I'll crack on straight into the first question. So you've been in the hobby for nearly 30 years. I'm not trying to make you feel old. So what originally got you into Warhammer all that time ago?
So I remember when I was just a whippersnapper. And I think I was six. And my parents basically took me for a walk in my local town in Woking. And we walked past the local Games Workshop and I was literally hooked on when I saw it was just like looking and going, those models look really cool. They look fantastic. Okay. Let's go in. And, I was, you know, as a kid, I was quite the adventurous little kid and not to sound like bashing myself, but, you know, not a lot of friends. So, you know what? If I could, you know, go in there and just get some models and do that, it'd be really cool. So I picked up some Space Marines, as you do, Space Marines are your first army. And, I did a very, very poor man's job on some Dark Angels. Very, very poor man's job.
I think it was literally. That now, so it's fine.
it's a weird one. So it's just like having memories of when I literally got the Space Marine and literally dumped it into the Dark Angels grid at the time.
Nice.
And it was, it was good. It was good. And then, and then that's basically how it started. I'm probably surprised that it wasn't a green skin was my first choice, but that was sleeping awaiting the correct time to start playing green skins. And, and ever since then, I kind of went into Games Workshop Woking, and it was like it was my home. It was my home away from home. Yeah. And I generally really was gutted when they kind of Games Workshop changed their kind of view on how can I put this in the most correct terms? It's the, not to use it as a creche, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was part of the, because I used to work for Games Workshop, and I was part of the cull when they went from multi-man shops to single manager shops.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a little bit of a kick in the teeth. Really bit of a kick in the teeth.
I can imagine, yeah.
But, you know, I was over 10 years now, so things have changed. And I have to say, without going into anything further, currently, it's the hobby has been its best for a long time. In my opinion, anyway, and I think it's pretty cool. But that said, that is the long-winded answer of how I started playing Warhammer, I guess is the best way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, the age of six is young. I think most of the people I talk to, they're kind of in their teens, early teens. But yeah, six is a young age to get into it.
Yeah, man, let's just say that I just wanted to, once I get fixated on something, I will do something. And even if it was a poor job, I literally wanted to be like, yeah, mum, let's go in here. Let's go in here, dad. Like, can I stay on my own? Can I stay on my own shop and that? And I can imagine the time the staff members were very like, you know, telling my parents, look, you can't stay here. He's under the age. Like, once you get to the age of like 10, maybe, but you have to be really mature in that respect. And yeah, I mean, it's early. And you know, I wish to God now I look back and go, I didn't bin half the stuff that I had because I would have loved to have kept that original Dark Angel, and you know, seen what I've done now, and it's gutting. But at the same time, I have pictures of my Blood Ravens test that I did when the Dawn of War was the hype okay. these days. And that's literally the only thing I have left of like my earliest hobby, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, six is a very young age, but I'm an old fellow when it comes to like this hobby, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Have you ever taken any sort of break from it, or has it just been from six to now has been
pretty solid? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I recently took a break from, well, this bit, not a sour point, but when ninth 40k just dropped, the same day it released, I found out my partner at the time had cheated on me. Oh. And it literally, I bought two boxes of Indomitus. I was ready with my mate to crack it open, and literally that year of ninth just literally collapsed. I didn't touch hobby for a year. Just because I'm the kind of person that suffers with mental health quite badly. Okay. Kind of not it's the anxiety is probably the worst out of the depression, but it's okay. I couldn't physically sit in one place. So I couldn't be speaking to you now at the time. Because I'd have to be doing something apart from sitting down and picking up a paintbrush. So there was a year where I still kept up with the hobby, still kind of found out what was up. And then I think my saving grace for that period was, ironically, the Orc release of the new Orc Codex coming out at that time. And I was like, right, that's it. Let's get back into it. And, I ever since then, which I'm sure we'll get onto later, it's that kind of kickstarted a kind of a thing that became the meme team. But we'll get onto that later, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely will. Definitely will, yeah. So, I mean, if anybody goes on to Instagram, you sort of know you are quite well known for playing, but your painting is also is fantastic. It's really, really great. I love your orcs.
Thanks, dude.
Noting you are quite good at multiple aspects of the hobby, do you have a particular favourite part?
Honestly,
given how well the hobby is.
Yeah, it's if you asked me 12 years ago, I'd have said gaming. If you asked me 5 years ago, it would be the community. Mm. If you asked me 2 years ago, it would be painting. And I really generally now, which is kind of where I am in my kind of my idea of the hobby right now, is I like being that wise old greenskin that kind of is who still knows a thing or two, can still jump the ropes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I kind of pass on my knowledge to the next generation. Mm. And that's where I'm right now. It's I love the community. I love the social aspect. I love making people laugh. I love making people happy. And like I've done a few things in my life and tried to see if that could lead me down to somewhere. But it all comes back to Games Workshop. It all comes back to Warhammer. And at this time in my 30s, I can now actually do something with that and actually make it worthwhile. So in regards to your question, I would say my favourite aspect of the hobby right now is the community. That's what I love, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll come on to sort of content stuff a little bit later, but I guess because you started so early and you've been around the hobby, like I say, for nearly 30 years, you've seen probably the evolution of that generation of content creation and how the hobby's changed from being the old, like the manuals, textbooks, oh my god, what words, like the Argos catalog, there you go, like the old catalogs that they used to do, all the way through to now what is pretty much an online presence.
It was a those days were very I miss those catalogs. They were fantastic. I remember the trolls, the mail of the trolls that you guys used to get to pick. Yeah. You used to go and go, right, I want to go grab this, I'll just contact the mail or trolls and all that stuff. I loved it. I love getting bits websites. And the day that they stopped it, it's just, it was heartbreaking. But, and the whole kind of not getting rid of metal miniatures, but kind of moving along from, that was a bit of a trust. And I went through the age of, I mean, I can sell this podcast, but the fail cast what we had. And I went to my local GW. I think I went through 7 Gaskell frackers until I got my perfect fine cast. And honestly, But also at the time, didn't really know what was what, but then kind of getting, but then when I kind of started to mingle with like the likes of James Tarrow, who was Tarrow Model Maker, and he's a model, he's now a full-time model maker.
Oh yeah, like a legend. Legendary model maker.
And you know, I'm very proud to consider him one of my best friends. And you know, it's having shown me how to cast something and how it goes from the beginning to now, it makes me go like, what the hell? Like the fine cast was just appalling. But it was not the best, but like they've kind of resurfaced in terms of the new plastic miniatures. And I have to say the new miniatures for plastic are fantastic. Like, I haven't knocked a single one apart from the recent Skitari Ranger. That was
the stilt guy.
Yeah, that really you'll see on the Meme Teams podcast next week is that I've had a bit of time to kind of reflect and go, right, okay. I don't hate it, I just dislike it. And it's just, I kind of see where it comes from, where the idea of it came before, but I generally think sometimes, like, how does it get past the planning stage? Like, if they made it so it was like, you know, if they made it so it was like, it was not static and perfect, but the whole kind of, yes, I'm carrying my sniper, I'm standing quite tall. It's like, really, GW? And like the memes, my god, the memes that have come out is ridiculous. Like you've seen like the Warlord Titan with like its legs. Like that was perfect. I'm still shocked that I when I put that 5'11", 6 foot thing, that was a shock and a half. And yeah, no, most of the models I think are fantastic. It's just some of them. I kind of always go, What are you doing? But again, it's down to personal preference because some people love it and that's absolutely fine. That is their hobby and that's what they want and that's cool. Basically. Yeah.
I'm like literally the moment they announced that, I messaged Stig and was like, so what do you think? Given that Stig's obviously this huge ad mech player. Yeah. He was like, I'll judge it when I see it. I think what he's going to do is basically build up terrain and do it like it's on a piece of terrain rather than as a it's like they don't understand the concept of a sniper. Like everything about a sniper. Yes, they want to be at a high point. Cool, that's good. But then they don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
So like, instead,
It's when I found out it was kind of like telescopes, so they retract, and they're like, "That's great. That just adds the comedic flavor. Like it's like Inspector Gadget for God's sake." And they're like, "Yeah, go Gadget stilts." It's like, what the hell? I just don't understand. You know, it's just. It's some, like I said, some miniatures releases are fantastic. Some ones have a bit of fine. But, you know, I look at it from a perspective now that if it brings the, like, Skitari players or like, the new Necron stuff joy, then you crack on. I'm never gonna, like, dampen on someone's hobby because that's just not what I do. And like,
yeah,
it's,
for sure.
Yeah, basically.
My favorite meme that came out of that was the Robin Hood one, the one from the old animated Robin Hood.
Yeah.
So that film was my favorite film as a kid. I watched that film probably hundreds of times. But that bit where he comes in and he's on the little stilts.
I was just like,
that is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
It's funny you mention that. Like, I love that film when I was a kid too. And it's that scene where, like, you had the hen, like, playing American football against the rhinos, like, oh, it's perfect quality. Yeah. Like, it's the amount of memes that we've shared in our group with, like, using clips and that is just, it's perfect.
It's a perfect film. Absolutely the perfect film from Disney. That's where they peaked. As much as I like Disney now, anybody that knows me personally will know that I am a Disney fan.
Oh, cool. Awesome, man. Like,
not sure I should announce that here, but yeah.
No, I'm a big Disney fan. Like, there's no shame in that, mate. I love Disney. Like, I think I love Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, all that stuff. But it's trying to fit in the time where they're like, I'm not doing a hobby, and it's like trying to get this sorted. It's just like, come on, give me a break, give me time to catch up. But
okay, so this is normally the point where I ask somebody what their favorite army is. I'm not sure there's much point asking that. So where did all the orc love kick off from?
So this kind of is a bit of a personal one for me. So basically my father was a, I don't know if I should say this, but I've said it. My father was an ex-football hooligan. He kind of changed when he met my mum. So like that complete, like he's completely changed now. Okay. However, and he's no longer what he was, which I'm really happy with.
Yeah.
But kind of when I realized that, and now looking back at it now, I'm going, oh, so orcs are kind of were created during the era of they were meant to be football hooligans and stuff like that. It kind of was a precursor to me collecting orcs, and it's just I that's the way I look at it. And you know, I think personally that green skins and orcs are just they're so cool, man. Like
yeah, they are.
I think their logic is just phenomenal. I think obviously if they think it works, it works. And the amount of conversions you can do with this stuff is ridiculous. Like I've as you may or not seen, I've been working on my Gorkonites.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it.
They have been another army of love and labour, and it's just I've got literally three right there when to get done for December. And just they're going, eventually I'll get done. Eventually I'll get them done. But I just think the conversion ability, the freedom, and like I've seen people in the States like use like those big Tomy trucks, which I think is wicked. And you know, I think it's just so fun. And I think the biggest story that I've ever loved about orcs is that when I think it was in the old Orc Codex, third edition or fourth, they captured an orc and they had basically grabbed his looter or his shooter. And basically were like, this thing cannot work. This feed does not go here. It's like, this doesn't work. So the Admech or the servitors like, give it back to the orc. He can't do anything with it. The orc picks up, smiles and shoots the guy in the head. And it's like, yeah, because he believes it works. Yeah. And there's also a thing about, I can't remember which animation it was, but one of our members mentioned it, that there's a, in lore, I'm not too sure if it's canon or like, you know, it's that kind of loose canon where there was a bunch of guardsmen being attacked by orcs. And basically, they ran out of bullets, and the orcs were keen attacking. So what the guardsmen did was literally raise their gun, like imagine their gun, and shout bang, and the orc falls down. So the guardsmen just keep on going bang, 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 and literally all these orcs keep falling down because they believe it's working.
Yeah.
And then they just hear in the distance like this like group of just orcs just like huddling together, and then just they eventually hear, I'm a tank, I'm a tank, I'm a tank, I'm a tank, I'm a tank. And they obviously their bullets don't work. And it's just stuff like that makes me, it just makes me laugh. And I think I have to say, like, from a perspective of what I've heard from the community and orc fellow orc players and other tournament players that I've played against, is like, you'll never ever have a bad game against the green team player. You'll never ever have a bad game. It's just, most of us, like I can't speak for all of us, because there was a period of time in 9th edition where buggy spam was the in thing, and you had top tournament players using it. And it's not knocking them, because obviously that's their thing.
Yeah, that's how they enjoy the game.
And that's cool. Yeah. But it really just kind of tarnished the majority of orc players with that brush.
Yeah.
And not all orc players are like that. It was very shocking, but at the same time, it's a game. Well, you know, what can you tell? How, you know, you can't judge it if someone's going to do that. And, you know, I'm quite shocked right now that orcs are in the meta, like top two in the meta right now.
You're a meta chaser now, aren't you?
Apparently so. I've even got the army now ready to get going. I'm not joking. I've got 9 more pigs for my army. I've bought another beast boss. So, like, I am going full meta for this.
Nice.
That is kind of preluding to one of the main team's next t-shirts, which are releasing next week, and it's a good one. We had an idea and went, what would happen if X was Y, and then our artist has gone like, yes, this is perfect, and actually she's doing it right now. So it's nice. I'm looking forward to that. But you know, orcs, in my opinion, are like one of the most fun, enjoyable armies you can do. You've got the flexibility to have whatever you want there. You can do full combat, you can do all shooting, you can do all buggy, bikes, monsters, you've got so much flexibility. And also you get to shout more. So like, you know, you can't really say no to that.
Absolutely. Orcs were my first love. Anybody that listens will know. Back in, when I started, 12, 13-ish.
Yeah.
I was a fantasy player and orcs were my army.
Mate! That's awesome.
Orcs on boars.
So you must be loving the fact of the old world coming in. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm holding off at the minute because obviously a lot of the stuff they're sort of showing is very like human based. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. The moment that they show orcs, I might be lost. I didn't pick up orcs for 40k. So when I came back into 40k, when I came back into the hobby,
yeah.
This was however many years ago it was now, like 7 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
It's been that long. the group that we were playing in, somebody already had orcs, and I was like, well, I'm not going to pick up orcs to sort of open up the dynamic of the group, because there's only a few of us. And I still sort of regret it to this day, and I've always picked up armies around orcs and never picked them up, and I'm like, yeah, but boars, I love the orc boar boys were the best.
Yeah.
And when they brought them out for Age of Sigmar, the latest ones, I was like, oh, why are you doing this to me? I love them so much. The idea of these big burly orcs riding boars into battle is the best. And then on chariots as well, even better. They hooked up chariots to boars. They were the best models for me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, absolutely loved everything about orcs.
Orcs is like, for me, orcs are like my kin. Like, I've started playing orcs in, I think when I was 10, you know, 12. 12 when I picked up orcs for the first time. I picked up a old metal orc army 40k on a car boot sale, got a steal by the time, and I just stuck with them ever since. And I think every green skin is perfect. And you know, I've seen a lot of the meme team will slate me for saying this, but even a dirty bad moon is a green skin. So like, it is good because I'm pro goth. Like I'm a Gazcore simp. You can say that. Like I'm very much, I'm a goth boy. Like every single orc you'll see is like kind of black checkered, all that stuff. And I just think it's because I kind of not mix it with real life in that kind of that makes sense. But yeah. I look at bad moons and go, they kind of represent arrogance. And it's because of they think they're the best. They have all the teeth. They have all the best armor. They have all this. And they're like, no. So I go, like, I'm not touching that in the slightest. But you know, every single orc they've released is fantastic. Apart from the Krull boys, they're the only orcs that I don't like. And I've had many conversations with my local manager of GW Woking, and I thought, yeah, they looked all right. But then when I looked at them, I went, these are just Tolkien orcs. These are just like, they have just gone, in my opinion, it's like they've spoken to one of the design team and gone, right, we need you to, they've taken designers from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, Scotland's right, do me some orcs. And this is what they've done. Now, if you put that in Lord of the Rings style, perfect. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But they just don't look right. They are so, they're not Warhammer orcs.
Yeah.
These are Tolkien orcs. And there's not, and again, people dance to what they want. They can like them or love them or hate them. It's up to them. But I just, for me, I just do not like them. Like, I looked at the new Monster Hunter boys that they released today.
Yeah.
Or this weekend. And the little Grot, perfect. It's got a little turtle shell on the back. He's amazing. Those two arseless chaps, baboons, perfect. I want those for the meme team. Like, I think we were discussing to buy the box just for those baboons. And then we look at the orcs and go, they just don't look right. Like the knob in there, he's got so much gack on his shoulders, much equipment. If he was a normal orc or a brute, perfect. Yeah, he's got the muscle, he can take it, but he's just too tall, too skinny. And I know they're meant to be like the sneaky versions, the ones he straps and like, you know, attack from the swamps and stuff. But it's not the same. And I think, honestly, it's just, from a game perspective, because we've got a few Age of Sigmar players in our group as well. And they've said that the Krull boys currently just don't perform at all. It's a right shame because again, Ice may not like them, but they are still a green skin. So I would like to still see them perform. But apparently they're just not, it's just not in that, in that kind of the greater scheme of things. They're just not as powerful as others should be, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I had this exact sort of discussion, was it during the last episode or after the last episode? So I had Kieran and Kieran on from the Kieran show.
Yes.
And Kieran loves them. He thinks they're like the best orcs. And I'm just like, you're so wrong. It hurts me. Like, they're not proper orcs.
I did see his post of the day, and I just went, no, not going to comment again, because that's your hobby, that's your thing.
Yeah.
And I just, that is absolutely fine. And I'm just there going, I've come here from like seeing the early days of Greenskin, seeing how they've come up. And I'm there like, this is like, it's like that meme of like going, every one of you is not you perfect in every single way. I'm going to make that a meme now. Just to see how that goes. Yeah. Just to see how it goes. Because again, the main team love the fact that I hate Crawl Boys, and they love the fact that I hate Badmans. They just constantly just belittle me with Badmans stuff. Belittle me. Oh, dear God. Got
on my second screen, I like had Instagram up, and the last post that's up there, and it just keeps repeating, is your latest one. So that it's literally in the corner of my eye, I can just see this repeating Badmans.
It's the Robbie Rotten of just like,
yeah,
no, don't show your children.
Like, yeah, that is just repeating. It's just making the only reason I'm not turning it off is because it keeps making me laugh, and so I'm just going to leave there for the rest of this interview because it's fantastic.
Oh man, yeah. I just bad moves, man. They suck. They suck so much. Like, but on a more positive side, the one thing that I would love to see in spring is that they bring back Nazdreg. I've already agreed with the boys that if Nazdreg gets released, I will do him up as a proper bad moon in the full mega armor, because I want to get every single walk character done him up properly, and put them in my little character display shelf, because again, they're still orcs, they're still quite cool, and I'm sure that he will look well in the lore. Nazdreg's meant to be this souped up orc, not as big as Gaz. But he's got this humongous custom mega shooter that he made a mech make it for him, and then he shot the mech so no one else could make it for him. And honestly, I think if they do him as well as they did Gazgul and Snikrot, because those two sculpts, the two layers character sculpts were perfect, we could be on for like a decent, very, 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 very good sculpt, I reckon. But
yeah.
I mean, we're not. To be fair, it's not long now to wait. We've got until spring is when it's coming up, and I'm there going, I've seen a few rumors here and there, and I'm quite tooled up with what's been said, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm generally looking forward to seeing what they do with green skins, what they can do in the future, and again, more models that I can buy and go, right, let's make these up and add them to my war, because my war is just ever growing. Like, it's I think currently now it's 8.5k.
Nice.
Fully paid. Yeah, it just doesn't stop. The war just keeps going. I think now I've got to the point. Yeah, it's frustrating because as I go to a lot of events, I'm there going, right, what's the coolest thing to take? What do I want to see? And, paint this up to not just a gaming standard, but a painting award level standard. And it just, when you look at it and go, it takes me, I can't even say this, it takes me 3.5 hours per orc boy from. Ooh. It's a lot.
That's rough.
Yeah. And I've painted 80 basic soccer boys. And that's just for a basic soccer boy. Jeez. Then you've got mega knobs, all the edge highlighting and stuff. That takes about 5.5 hours per. It's like I said, the army is an army of love, labor. And it's my only army in 40k apart from the Gorkonites, but you can use them the same. Like, it literally goes, I've wasted my last year and a bit paying out.
No, it's not a waste. It's good. It's absolutely good.
Oh, I mean, like, I find it really hard to speak about this particular thing, but, having you saying it's worth it, and, like, looking over there and just seeing what the painting of war nominations I've got, the awards I've won, and I'm just there going, again, it just kind of, I find it very difficult to say, I'm a multi throw skull winner. I did this, I did that. I just can't do it. I'm just your average orc player that wears a cowboy hat and just is a bit of a rowdy leader, basically. But I find it difficult to kind of like promote myself, if that makes sense. Because I don't want to go down that path and like start beating myself up too much, you know what I mean? I'm just that's kind of thing. But yeah, round it off. Yeah, that's kind of orcs in general, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
Okay, wicked. Okay, well, I mean, I will book you up because you are a multi-award winner for painting, for playing, for this, that, and everything. But sort of on the playing side of it, obviously, you play a lot of competitive. I think I remember going back through one of your posts and you said, like, was it like the year before that? You played like 88 games in a year.
Yes.
I don't know, I've played 88 games in my entire life. So that's pretty good going for a year. But
yes.
Yeah, how are you sort of finding the transition into 10th and the sort of competitive scene? Has it been an improvement?
Yeah, so I mean I can speak to you honestly, Ben, from a perspective of kind of what I feel like now, and I'm there going from I spent the last couple of months using my stumper as a kind of this is a couple of months of me just to enjoy myself, kind of get my foot in the meta and see how I feel. But honestly, I've loved the transition. I've seen a lot of change, from like 9th to 10th. I only started going back to 9th for a second, but you know, the reason why I played that many games was because I was made aware, that I was at the time, I was told that I was top 10 golf player in the UK.
Nice.
And then it kind of made me go, right. I want to be number one golf player.
Yeah.
Cause that's my thing. I don't care about being number one overall.
Yeah.
That could be for the chumps who want to win tournaments. I want to be number one golf player. And for the period of 8 months, I was ranked number one golf player in the UK. And that was only because some schmuck on Facebook basically made a post saying that, you know, you cannot win a tournament or podium if you take Gaskell Fracker. And I just went, mate, hold my protein shake. And I challenged him. I said, mate, do you know what Gaskell can do? Do you know what he's used for in 9th edition? He was like, oh no. And they're like, mate, he's literally a battering ram. You send him off on his own just to go, right, you cannot kill me in one phase. He literally walks into something and just comps it. And then the biggest thing, I just went, I mentioned to the guy, like, you can put him in a battle wagon. And he's like, you what? Like, yeah, if there's a golf battle wagon, you can put him in there. And he just went, oh, I don't know. And they're like, you're such an idiot. You're such a moron. Like, if you're going to make those comments, always make sure you have stuff backed up. And because of this, I then went on a war of my own, you could say, and gone, right, we're going to sort this out and prove that I can do this. And, you know, I won a local RTT, which was at Tabletop Republic. I came third in the Warhammer match play event last March.
Nice.
And, you know, I was proud of myself for going that far. Yeah. And going, you know what? This is what I've taken. I want to take green skins. I'm doing what I'm doing right. And I'm playing them as they should be.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was so, so happy to see like what they can do. And when they announced 10th, and we were at the point I was focusing more of my time in the meme team and focusing on stuff. I was like, right, I'm going to take a step back and, you know, just focus on what I want to focus on, which I spoke about kind of going towards a community kind of thing. And that's why I kind of went, you know what? I'm going to enjoy playing Orcs right now and just see how it goes.
Yeah.
And on the flip side of it, as you said, how have I found 10th? I found it so far to be, quote me on this, but the best division of 40K I have played.
Okay.
Best one.
Yeah.
Before this, I was a massive fan of 7th edition. I missed formations. I missed armor values. I missed, like, you know, the front arc, side arc, all that malarkey. I missed that. I missed cover saves. However, 10th edition has kind of made it kind of that kind of symbiotic relationship between 9th and 7th, in my opinion, and kind of brought it back to where it should be.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, you obviously you still gonna have some gammy people and some gammy like game janking stuff.
Yeah.
And you're gonna find it in any game you go, you're gonna find it. And the way I look at it is, if I go to an event and I make sure that people have a good game, that's what matters. So like,
absolutely,
when I walked away with best sport at the LGT, I just went, God's sake. Like, I wasn't expecting it, because like, there's 800 people, Ben. Like, 800 Ooh, people, geez. And I'm just there going, okay. And like, when Zach mentioned that all five basically voted me as a 10 on the ranking system, I just went, fucking hell, man. Sorry, if I shouldn't swear. So sorry.
I swear, it's fine. It's fine.
But no, I generally was shocked. And, you know, I very much get, I'm very much a carrier of imposter syndrome. So like, I generally, you know, I get it really bad. Like, even right now, talking about it, I get, it's, you know, I'm just your average orc player. Like, I'm the one that I'm the kind of person that I want to be. And I've always believed in the kind of quote, be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
And I kind of I've kind of tried to get that involved in the meme team. And then I've also seen that we have changed a few people for the better, and we can get onto that in a bit later. Yeah. But honestly, with mental health and this hobby, it's very, it's a kind of goes in hand in hand. Like, you know, you want to, when you've got sometimes overwhelmed, you've got so much gap in your head, literally just sit down, start praying or something, or reading a damn book, and literally the voices just bang, they go away. And it's just, it's beautiful, man. Like,
absolutely.
I'm not shy to say that I get emotional, because like, that's, you know, that's the whole stigma about men, isn't it? We're meant to be strong and all that stuff. I'm like, we are strong, but sometimes you're picking up. And, you know, I try and help as many people as I can in our team. Because the one thing that I'll never forget is we have a member called Mr. Rice. And he has a first name, but he's the youngest member, but we call him Mr. Rice. And because he lost his name privileges, because he lost to the other Sam. So he lost his first name privileges. And he basically, he didn't put anything in the chat for a while. And I messaged him and said, are you okay, dude? Like, is everything all right? And he said, yeah, just, I'm having a bit of a tough time at college. And, you know, I just wanted some time to myself. And I was like, mate, you need to talk. Just say, like, this is what it is. And he was like, I didn't expect this kind of a Warhammer Club to be a community and, like, actually care. I'm like, yeah, no, we do, bruv. Like, we generally do. Like, I've made it clear that if you're part of the meme team, like, you are one of us. You literally, if you need guidance or anything or help, we are here. Like, we have now, we kind of see it as a lot of people see it while I'm a club and go, you walk into a club, play a game, when you leave, someone goes left, someone goes right. Yeah. Us, on the other hand, we'll go, one of us got dead last at a tournament, one of us got top five, let's go to the pub. And we literally mingle, man. Like, it's
nice.
We keep it as, we don't just keep it to like Warhammer, we keep it to like social aspects and, you know, hanging out and doing all this stuff, like trips and stuff. It's what it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I know a lot of people kind of just will play Warhammer and won't speak outside of Warhammer, but that's cool. That's fine. But for me, it's just all about that kind of molding it into trying to help as many people as I can with the kind of hobby involved, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I've said it time and time again, like this hobby is kind of like that. It's one thing in common that all of us have that kind of brings you together. And then you find out so much other stuff about so many other people. Again, a big part of this podcast is finding out so many other things about so many other people beyond just Warhammer and about what drives people around behind Warhammer and stuff like that. Because, almost everyone I've spoken to is like, I knew these people through Warhammer, and then we all started doing this, like rock climbing or airsoft or drinking or whatever. And you find out you have all of these other things in common.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's an amazing hobby for that.
And a
community, just as a community as a general.
Yeah, it's mental, like, to see how it's changed from what it used to be to now. It's changed for the better, in my opinion. Like I said, changed for the better. And I think it's only going to get grow. It's only going to get bigger. Ever since, Henry Cavill announced that he's doing.
Yeah.
When he did that thing, when he's doing it for Amazon and stuff, like, it's going to get bigger. Once that goes into Amazon, you're going to get people going, what's this Warhammer thing? Oh, well, actually, come into the shop and we'll show you. And I've always said to the boys that, like, if we, you know, if anyone does approach us and say, like, oh, you play Warhammer, like, I don't care, you know, what you identify with. If you want to play Warhammer, we will have you, we'll accept you open arms and say, like, this is how you do it. This is how you do things. Do you want to get involved? Brilliant. If you don't, that's cool. But, you know, be honest and be just as best you can. That's how I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It feels like that's just going to be another streaming, like I said, spoken to. You are going to be episode 25. Yeah, 25. Spoken to 24 other people who have all gone in three different ways. Their games, like the video games, through Lord of the Rings, through fantasy. Everyone seems to come in through slightly different routes. You all kind of come to the same point. It feels like this Henry Cavill is kind of opening up just another way for more people to come in. And I've said it time and time again, the more people, the better. It's only going to make the hobby better. It's going to make it easier to find a game, which is always great.
I kind of get that. It's we used to have, for the team, like, we used to have problems with trying to find places to play. But now we've got our own club and stuff, and it does really, it helps. And we went from a time where we're having like one or two games, but now we're having like five games a go, and it's
nice.
It's mental, mate. It's mental. It's on there like, what the hell, man? I wasn't expecting this kind of crud, but you know, it is what it is. And we know I'll keep going until like obviously it finishes, but I don't really want it to go, if that makes sense. Well, that hype is there. The hype is there. It won't stop, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, GW was one of the only companies to really make big profits during COVID.
Yeah, man. They managed to pay off all the furlough pay as well, I think, which I thought was, introverts and Warhammer during COVID was like, went hand in hand, really, didn't it? Like, it's... Yeah. You know, you sit back, you just put something on the telly. And I can remember it quite vividly, but like it was either rewatching Peep Show time and time again, or watching Geordie Shore time and time again, because it literally just goes, it's background noise. And I'm just there like, I'm just watching pain. I just know it's perfect. And yeah, man, honestly, it's, COVID was obviously very a hard hitting thing for me because, not only did I went for a breakup, I like couldn't see people, I couldn't game. So obviously I was like, I need to do something. So painting and gym and running as best I could, or exercise is the best way I could put it. COVID was a dampener on things, but you know what? People got better and we've come past it. And I think after that kind of part of this kind of last couple of years, it's kind of gone now to a point where it's getting better slowly but surely.
I feel like Warhammer in general was one of the things that sort of almost boosted from it. It was a bit of a stream because everyone moved to online, so everyone was painting together, everyone was like growing all these big Instagrams. It feels like everything like that really, really grew during COVID. It just used to got that boost. As crap as everything about it was, and like I say, we kind of just hopefully coming on the up from it. It feels like that was maybe one of the shining lights that came from it, is the fact that there's this really, really solid Warhammer community there. And there's so many people that just like really care about each other as human beings, not just people online doing things.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Like, I was trying to literally keep myself buzzing as best I could, but it's reaching out to my mates who don't play Warhammer and saying, look, I just need some time just to speak to people. And they were like, yeah, that's cool. So I literally just put on our Discord and literally just chatted about random crap. And, you know, while I was in their pain, I was still going on as best I could. And it was hard, but, you know, as you said, I do agree with that. It was kind of one of the only things that kind of has grown from this pandemic. And I think going forward, it's done it for the better. And, you know, it's made a lot of people, you know, realize that Warhammer isn't just for basement dwelling goblins. It's for, it's made for everyone. And, you know, I'm proud to be part of that community, and I'm proud to be, you know, hopefully in the long run, I'll be like a pinnacle of orc culture, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're already talking community, but let's formally move on to community stuff.
No worries.
So obviously you've had your Instagram for nearly 4 years. Yeah. What made you start that? Because that was just before COVID, I guess?
Yes. So I saw a few of my mates at the time start hobby channels, or having hobby Instagrams and that. And I thought, yeah, why not? I'll crack up. Yeah, I'll give it a go because my personal page on Instagram, which was like kind of my gym work, my weight loss, and just other things, and I kind of want to separate it. And I look back at it now and go, Christ, this I've got 800 followers on there now, and on here it's a completely different story. And I just kind of started posting pictures up and just doing my travels and all that stuff. And then kind of recently I thought, you know what, let's try and push Instagram kind of hype and see where I can go with it. And it has exploded.
Properly exploded. Yeah, it's like 3,000 followers in three months.
Yeah. Yeah, and it came down from one bloody meme. Just one. Honestly, I shit you not. It was one meme. It was that Italian one.
The one with over a million views now.
That one blew up, and I literally, it just cut every minute, follower, like, follower, share, nice. Follower, like, share. And I'm there like,
shit.
Literally, it's like, stop it now. I'm at work. Please. And literally my mom's going, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, no, shut up. So like, it's, like, again, I'm not knocking it. I'm really happy that, I made that kind of that little bit of growth. And yeah, man, like that one bloody meme just kind of kickstarted everything. And, I've now kind of moved, but it has kind of proven a point where on this platform, the algorithm can be quite frustrating. Like sometimes you can't get the reach, sometimes you can't find the right people. So, I thought, let's try a meme. Like, it's not going to hurt. Like, just try one simple meme. Just put it in the pool and see what gets caught. And literally just a massive net going, yeah, there we go. Here's all the followers. Here we go. Onto the platform. Yeah, that's all mine. And then followed on for the kind of, right, if that's what memes do, let's try and do more reels. And then again, this all kind of generated, like, you see me posting on more reels of my stuff. So like the whole twisty tiny model thing, as I've called it. And like, doing a few odd memes here and there. Like, I think the week that I made, the week that I got a new app called CapCut, which has been a lifesaver, I have to say. I'm just starting, this one week, I was just making memes and just putting up one every day. I was like, no! We're not a shit posting 40k Instagram page. We are a general hobby page. We're not a shit poster, but on the side we are. And, honestly, it was so much fun. Just going through literally 10 minutes going, yeah, here we go. There's a perfect one. And like, again, prime example today, I was literally having dinner and I saw that one about with Robbie Rotten and I went, this is perfect. And literally, I was just like, it's so easy. And I literally advise anyone, if you want to just have a laugh, I just want to see, like, if you want to kind of do what I did and touch what was on Instagram, just download CapCut. You will not be disheartened, honestly. It's so much fun. And give it a go, honestly. It's a jolly good laugh. And also for editing. And I've done you may have seen, I did a Dirty Down Rust effect with that commission I was doing. I was shocked. I was like, it's literally talent in a bottle. And they're like,
yeah.
What the hell is this? Like, this is, if I had this during, if I was younger and I knew about this, fuck me, I'd be winning awards earlier. I'd be gold at the stake. the boom was mental. I couldn't believe it. You know what? I'm now literally on the hype now going, right, here we go. 5K. Let's do a giveaway. 10K. Yeah. Let's fucking go. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get bigger. Like, I know very much it's like playing the broken record all the time about obviously just posting the rocks and stuff, but with my commission hustle on the side, I kind of get a chance to do other things as well, which is quite cool.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you say kind of that you got that big boost from that one meme, but you've managed to keep growing. That's always the thing with Instagram. It's like you kind of get this little push, you get this growth, and then it dips. But you've managed to keep that going up and up and up, which is really good. Is there anything in particular that you think you've done that's different, or?
Honestly, I think it's just the amount of, I was trying to, I was speaking to my friend Ben McIntyre. He works in Cult of Paint commissions. So again, he used to work for Games Workshop. So me and him bonded over when we were younger, and I kind of known as a good friend for so long. And we were talking about the kind of Instagram-esque thing months ago, and he mentioned the whole fact of like, if you, as long as you keep on putting content out there and you're doing posts, reels, all that crud, you will continue that kind of steady growth, as you said. So I guess kind of actually gave a damn about like posting every other day, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So one day would be like a post, one would be like a real post, all that jazz. So if anyone is looking for advice about that, just like, try the whole like post something, real post real. Even if it's like that, that could work. And also, here's a little tip I was told as well. Hang on. People love this. Taking pictures on these backgrounds, honestly, it's ridiculous. I don't know what. Like yeah. I posted up the pictures of the squid dice, and that went over and got 400 likes. Whereas my other stuff didn't get likes, and they're like, apparently people love working progress shot or like having those cutting boards. So like, if you're listening to this, guys, cutting boards on your pictures, perfect, done, it's dusted. There you go, an extra 100 followers. but yeah, can't guarantee that.
Can't guarantee that. I'll take you up on that,
mate. I'm a meeting team man, but you can't even trust what I say half the time. But no, honestly, that's what I would suggest in terms of like how I've kind of kept that steady growth. Just what post real, and like give yourself Wednesday off. Or sorry, give yourself weekend off, just because that's too much posting. And also, one thing I would say is go onto Google and type in best hashtags. Best hashtags is literally you type on Google and then you type in a subject. So I do Warhammer. Below, you just hit search, and below it gives you all 30 hashtags that people are trending.
Boom. Okay.
Literally every single post will have that. Yeah. So it's one of those things where I've always seen, it's that kind of like that golden dark secret on Instagram influencers. Yeah. Like, how do you get big, baby? How do you get the followers? And it's like, just use this stuff, man. Like, this ain't no like secret. Like, it's an open book, you know. Like CapCut, best hashtags in Google, and you've got yourself a good starting point. So yeah, that's the two things I would say: best hashtags in Google and CapCut on the App Store. Best ones you're going for.
Well, I'll have to look at both of those, because I just have a set of hashtags that I use, and I've only ever used those. I'll have to do that one.
Anyway. See, I did that. I also kind of had the set. So I was on my notes going, let me write these hashtags down. Like, hashtag warm community, hashtag this. And they're like, I'm not getting any traction. And literally, I was like, oh, boom. And it's a very kind of broad term for Warhammer, but picks up everything. And like, I'm not gonna lie, like, you see some posts that people post up and you see, like, this is not a fancy figure, that's not Age of Sigmar, but it gets the traction, and that's what people want to see. And that's a kind of how I saw it as a potential going forward, if that makes sense. But honestly, I recommend those two.
Wow. Some good advice. I'll take you up on it.
Okay. No worries.
Okay. Let's talk about meme team then. So yeah. For me, it seems to be all over the place at the moment. I don't know whether that's because I've been looking for it more and so it's just hit my algorithm, but it seems to be all over the place. How did that all kick off? Because you are the boss of the meme team.
I am the boss of the meme team. I am the top banana. I am Jaws. I am Michael Caine. I am Kingpin. Yes, I am the boss. Basically, dude, we had a local, and basically, we went there, and the owner of GeekTree basically said, we want to do a charity stream. Okay. And what we did is, for 24 straight hours, we all got a battle force, and we built, painted, and gamed that whole thing within the space of 24 hours. Wow. It was live streamed. We managed to raise $3,500 for mine.
Nice.
Which was honestly, like, it was so good.
Yeah.
And during that time, we were very... There was a point where we were absolutely shattered, and like, you know, once you're up for so long, you start thinking strange things. And one of the questions was, who would win, either the sun or a million or a billion squigs? And basically, it basically congealed into this squig firing out the sun with these six eyes, like literally just going, ah! straight forward into your face. And then almighty Terry the Sunsquig was created. Right. He didn't have a name at the time. He literally just was the Sunsquig. And basically, that before then, at Gigtree, this is kind of goes back a little bit. So Woking used to have a lot of hobby royalty. So it had James Tarrow, who was Tarrow Modemaker. It has Mark Lifton, who was a multi-gold game winner. Duncan Luca, who runs Shadow Miniatures online.
Okay.
It has Ben McIntyre, who went on to work, who works with Cult of Pain. Joe Logan managed a One World events team and now runs his own shop. Danny Graves, he went on to work with Kings of War and become one of their big designers as well.
Okay.
So Woking has a huge hobby world team at respect. And we also had, for the time being, the world's number one 4K player back in 7th as well. So that was James Taylor, and he was a lad. So it's kind of, for me, I want to carry on that legacy. And I as you said, I've been playing this hobby for a long time, and I've been knocked about the park for a while. And, I was approached by two people, Sam Croft and Matthew Williams. And basically, they both said, how would you feel, like, how do you go to a tournament? Like, do you play the same? Is it more, do you change up? And I said, no, it's the same thing. It is the same thing you're playing. You just play a bit more confidence.
Yeah.
So that's when we kind of started kind of recruiting, you could say. We tried to spread the word of our Lord and Savior, Terry the Sunsquig. And it kind of became a rabble of misfits, weirdos, or dubbed weirdos and freaks. And we had our first tournament back in May 2022. That was the first time from the Mean Team, where we snagged Best Sport and Best Paid.
Nice.
We then continued that, and just kind of ever since then, we kind of grew in terms of members and going to more events. So you may have seen that we try and hit events best we can.
Yeah.
So our rule is we'll try and hit 12 events a month or 12 events a year.
Okay.
And some of these will be at One World. Some of these will be at kind of RTTs and other grand tournaments and stuff. And yeah, honestly, the Mean Team is like I said, a culmination of just a group of people from Woking who are like-minded, who just want to literally have a good time. Nice. We just want to enjoy it. And just because we obviously speak in memes, we make memes and stuff, we still know what we're doing in terms of game. Because obviously we are dubbed by our sponsor, Crypto Cabin, as 40K experts, which is why we are doing a training day on Sunday. And, you know, that's, this is again where it comes down to kind of the kind of imposter syndrome, because he's gonna get me emotional now, so my apologies.
It's all right.
So Ben Hawks, who was Cryptic Cabin's one of the directors, I asked him, as I knew him and I worked together with Rachel, and said, look, Ben, I know you've opened Cryptic Cabin, you're really cool. Like, we are literally a small group. We're not these big people like we'll have a girl or like, you know, Spence Payne. We're not this kind of people, but we know that you're not sponsoring anyone right now. And if you did want to sponsor like a podcast or a team, we would love it. And he came back and I was there going, right, here we go. I'm going to get an objection. It's fine. I'm ready. Here we go. And he came back saying, absolutely.
Nice.
Like your energy is just mental. So we kind of had a formal meeting, and all we wanted to go in there was like, we just wanted to go there, have a chat, see what we could do. And we were just looking at just going, yeah, we'll just get your name on our t-shirts. We'll do all that and stuff. Far from it, mate. Far from it. We basically got, obviously a proper sponsorship from them. So they sponsored the whole of Mean Team. We're looking at getting merchandise, team t-shirts and stuff like that. And we are obviously doing training days in 40K for them. We're going to be running more events with them. I can't talk about that yet, but stay tuned in the future, maybe February time next year.
Okay.
And there is one more big thing, which I could say, yeah, why not? I'm gonna have you the first person. Whoa, you are the first person to know. Yeah, the scoop. So, Meme Team is going on a Little River Lads tour.
Oh, okay.
But the Lads tour is not going to anywhere in the UK. We're going to one of the grandest places, apparently, in the Warhammer community, Adepticon.
Nice.
Eight of us are going to, or basically, any, I think we've got 8 to 10 people from the Meme Team are going to go to Adepticon with Cryptocabin.
Nice.
And we are going to basically go as like a kind of a bonding sesh to kind of see how we can go forward and see if things work or things could potentially work.
That's awesome.
But the big thing that we're going to try and aim to do, and this obviously, this could subject to change, we are going to potentially apply to run a panel.
Oh, cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's a bit of a, I can't really speak about this for the panel, but basically we've got an idea in mind and it suits to what we've come from, what we've now become, or what we're hoping to become. So that's kind of the fresh scoop we've had here on the First Rank Fire, Second Rank Fire, podcast.
Yeah, we're
going to have the scoop that we, the Meme Team, will be at Adepticon 2025.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, man, it's terrifying. honestly, having to organize a bunch of cats, herding cats, is great fun. I love the Meme Team. Like they've been there for me when I've needed. I've been at my lowest. And honestly, that's what I've wanted in a kind of community-esque kind of style. I think one of our kind of saving graces was that we look at it from a community side and we help out as much as we can with each other. Mm. We like to literally just go forward and see what we can do. And one of the biggest kind of, not the biggest, what's the one I'm looking for? Kind of the uproars that we had was when we were at the last Wine World event and their mic wasn't working and one of our management basically kind of heckled the head of the events team, who I know quite well, and he was like, I can't hear you, Steve, and he was like, and he literally said to the mic, you shut up, Meme Team. And they're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because it's very much the Meme Team stands for literally just enjoying yourself, having a laugh, and not taking it too seriously, because at the end of the day, it's Barbie dolls and dice.
Everything about what Warhammer is about is having a good time, seeing friends, throwing some dice. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. And we may not be Surrey's best team, but we'll be damn well Surrey's most remembered team. That's how I look at it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, going to Adepticon is like the Holy Grail, I've heard. That's supposed to be absolutely amazing. There's thousands of people go to that as well, isn't it? It's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be, this is why we have Meme Team management. So we've got four of us in the management chat. And it's why I can't justify being on, I can't be in charge of my own. I don't trust myself because I can say some stupid stuff and then let's do this idea. No, we're not doing this idea. And one idea that we've had, which is one idea that I've kind of mentioned is Adepticon, we could do it, has actually come into a potential thing. And it's going to be very interesting if it does come to fruition, and we're looking forward to it. And I think one of the biggest, not the biggest decision we've made, is that once we kind of, we're all in a kind of more stable positions, I think we're all going to basically get Terry tattoos as a symbol. Nice. Because I think we all, every member of our team has kind of have said to me and said to each other that we are the most fun team to be part of. And just, we are so, just invite everyone. You can be part of the Meme Team. Yeah, you can be part of the Meme Team. Literally, anyone can be part of the Meme Team. And literally, it's just, we've got members down the Isle of Wight. We've got members up past Nottingham.
Nice.
And yeah, man, honestly, it is a beautiful thing. And I constantly say this to the lads, but it's like a proud dad moment. When you see the guy that first approached you that had not won games for 4 years and now he's winning and now he's going 2-3 at single day events, that is a huge proud moment. And That's the one thing where they're like, that is what Meme Team wants. Like, I can, I've had my shine of glory. Don't get me wrong. I've had that. I've had it. And
you've got your award. You've got your award cabinet.
Yeah. It's that bad. Like, it's, don't get me wrong. I love every single award that I can see right now is one that I cherish. And it's the ones where I, from the first one I won, which was the Throne of Skulls 2014. Site B, because there was a two, they had to split the event because there was too much. And that was the one where I won with Gaskell Fracker. And that was, I think I broke down in tears in that one because I won all five games and I won all five games and I got 5 points in best army and best sport.
Nice.
And honestly, like that kind of kickstarted like the whole going forward and stuff. And yeah, it's, Meme Team means so much more to me than some people make it out to be. And, you know, being part of that is just, it's on another level. And I do a lot of other kind of stuff. Like I DJ, I gym, and like I get endorphins from that. I really do. And, but I cannot stress the amount of happiness I get when we are on the road going to an event. The shit that we text each other, the crap that we text about, the amount of times that I get belittled for having bad news, the amount of stuff that we take the mick out of the car, the fact that when we pass people on the motorway, we literally flip people off on the other people member because it's just that fun. And when we get to the event, we just have a laugh. Like we see someone who's losing and we literally look at, we just laugh at it because it's like, that's what we do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, Meme Team has got a heart that no other team that I personally have been part of, no other team has had that.
Nice.
And it's, I mean, considering maybe because I was part of the original, I kind of started the creation of it.
Yeah.
But it just, the one thing I will say is that just because I'm the lead, just the leader doesn't mean I'm the overall, boss, because it's very much a democracy. Because whenever if anything happens, we literally go, right, this is what we're going to do. Or this has happened.
Yeah.
And we literally have to vote on it because I've always been the kind of person that I've seen how if someone overall in charge and I've seen some things that have been said and actions have done and the kind of that can kind of split a group down. And I don't want that. Whereas if it's part of a group decision, that's when, you know, I think it's a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, honestly, Meme Team is, it's the team for me. And it's the team that I am proud to be, wearing this shirt from.
Yeah, nice.
And yeah, honestly, it's mental, bruv. It's mental.
I bet. And I imagine that a lot of the members sort of, as much as you say, you're not necessarily, you are the boss, but it's that sort of democracy. I imagine a lot of the members, a lot of the sort of management team, think incredibly highly of you and just you are probably the driving force behind it. And so I imagine a lot of them sort of, if they would sit there and think about it, would say that they owe you a lot for that, for the effect that it's having on their lives and not necessarily just improving the game, but like I say, you've got that personal connection. It feels like more of a family and you are the driving force behind that. So yeah, I imagine there's a lot to be proud of there for you and the work that you put in for that.
Yeah, man, honestly, it's a big one. It's the reason why that I get a bit upset when I hear things about certain things have been said, which I won't say on this podcast because it's not my place to say, but it's why I proudly say that we're a bunch of weirdos and freaks. Because that's what we were told. That's what we were called.
Yeah.
And I'm there like, honestly, yeah, you crack on. If you want to keep saying that, go for it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to just keep on going. And it is infectious. Like, it's, we as a group, honestly, just want to basically attend an event, raise hell, cause havoc, and then leave. That's what we want to do. Like, and that is the kind of level of energy that I want from the Meme Team. And we have got that. No matter, every single member that we have has just got something about them, which I feel is just, yeah, it is a family, as you said, Ben. It is a family, and you know, I check on every single one of them. Like, you know, I don't obviously wish them good night every night and stuff, but like, it's, I can see if someone is obviously upset, I can then try and help them. I can try and do this, try and do that. And honestly, man, yeah, it's, yeah, meme team is life, and meme team is for meme team forever, that kind of stuff. And it's where, like, you can see a lot of, we have kind of basically self-described ourselves as if you mix the Jackass Boys with Warhammer, basically.
Yeah, okay.
It's very much a, like, we will do stupid shit just to cause a ruckus, but have a bit of a laugh. And as I said, we may not be the best team, but we will make sure that we are the most well-known team. And that's all that I kind of respect that. And, you know, you never know, because we've got a few members that do go to events, and you kind of could see it as a kind of, we are a tournament going group, and we are a tournament attendees. But we all, as I said, we don't have that kind of competitive nature, if that makes sense. Like, I can't, I've been there before. I'm not gonna lie about it. Like, I've been there when I was 18, 19, 21. I was there dripping in sweat, top tables, like, you know, deadpan face.
Yeah.
Trying to win. And that wasn't even with Orcs. That was with Knights. Back when they were the meta, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And nowadays I'm just there, like, I look back and go, yeah, cool, I did it for a time, but now I'm just like, never again.
It's how other people enjoy the hobby and stuff like that, isn't it? Obviously, you guys are enjoying the hobby the way that you want to enjoy it. And it's, like you said, somebody wants to call me a weirdo or a freak for going and enjoying what I do as a hobby, then feel free to call me whatever you want, because if I'm having a nice time with my friends, then I don't really care.
No, that's pretty much that's how I look at it, man. That is exactly how I look at it. But don't get me wrong, like, this comment really did hurt me. Like, it really did. And I, I couldn't believe this person said that thing. And it's like, if you've got a problem with me, have a problem with me, not the rest of my team, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just because we're doing something which is fun and something that, it's enjoyable. Don't slate them, slate me.
It's different from what they see as fun, well, just leave it be. I've had this about gatekeepers constantly. The fact that somebody thinks this is the way that I enjoy the hobby, so it's the way that everybody should enjoy the hobby. Get out. Like, get out. Just, I have no time for you whatsoever. Everyone's going to enjoy it in a different way.
Yeah, there's been times where I've kind of looked at it and gone, that's your hobby. Carry on. Enjoy it as it is. As long as you don't do anything to affect my hobby, and carry on, man. I'm not gonna, I won't stop you. And that's where, like, I generally do feel with this kind of hobby, rolling back to kind of what we said earlier, like, it's just, this hobby's open to anyone, and this has so many aspects. Like, you've got the Black Library, you're gaining, paying, mobile gaming, all that jazz. Like, you've got so much.
Yeah.
But underneath that banner is just literally Games Workshop in the whole, and It's just amazing, man. Like, if I didn't have Games Workshop, I don't know what I would be doing with my life right now.
I think there's a lot of people that say the same, myself included. That is what my main hobby is.
I play.
I make this podcast about. Yes, I interview people, but without the hobby, then this podcast wouldn't exist either. So
yeah, and as long as you're enjoying it, that's the main thing, Ben. That is the main thing.
Yeah, and to be honest, the stuff that you kind of talk about when it comes to competitive play, I had only ever, so it's like 6-5 years before I played any competitive going to a tournament. Never been to one. I was like, I don't want to go to one. I don't like the idea of who goes to those sorts of things. It's just going to be really sweaty, really horrible. Started this podcast and was like, no, we generally just go to have fun, even if we're going to lose. And now so I was like, yeah, cool. Okay. I'll try it. And yeah, just going there having fun. And the tournaments I go to, there's just people that are just there enjoying it and just playing the game to have some fun. My first tournament, I got the wooden spoon, and it has pride of place in this cupboard behind me. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Honestly, like, that award, like, I've won that multiple times. And it's, the thing is, though, like, as you said, you've always got the element of, you have got that niggling back in the mind going like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. Am I going to go in there and not have a good time because of kinds of people?
I'm like, no, it's not all like, really it's not all competitive of people. And
No, it's all poppycock. It's all trash. Like, LGT, prime example. top 20 tables, like 40 people, yeah, can mess them up on top. Rest of them, absolutely fine. Like,
yeah.
no problems whatsoever. And I had a blast on that weekend, an absolute blast. And yeah, that's all I kind of can say with that. Like, to anyone out there who is, I'm sure Kerry would have said the same thing, but if anyone is actually wanting to do a tournament or think about it, just do it.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely okay with that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Just grab it. Like, literally, find your local one. See if you've got friends who want to go up for it. Because obviously going with people is a lot better than going alone, from my end. And I can definitely vouch for that one. But no, honestly, it's a good chance to get away, hone your skills, learn something new. Because if you're at tournaments and stuff, I've learned so much more playing at events than I've playing local people, because you obviously get steady and you know exactly what happens, like, oh, I'm gonna do this or you're gonna do that and all that jazz. And it's why, you know, going to these events is cool. It's a good learning curve. And that's why I kind of push the kind of tournament circuit, as it were.
And you get to meet new people and make new friends. So hey, that's
another bad thing about that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Coming back to the meme team, because we'll never leave it.
Yes.
Obviously, you've got your podcast. How are you finding that? You're what, 10 episodes in? Enjoying it? Given that I'm 20, this will be 25. So, yeah, how are you finding it?
Nice. Yeah, honestly, we're good. Like, we've got, we've got 17 out currently, 18 coming out next week.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just... The best way to describe it, Ali G meets Pirate Radio. Literally, and Warhammer. That is it. Literally, it's... We talk about the most absolute nonsense. It's just... We get a subject. We try and do a script. We go like... We tried going, right, we're going to talk about this subject here and there, and then it always transcends some kind of absolute garbage. Like, for example, last podcast, we were talking about Mayhem. Oh, sorry, Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And there was a part in it where basically Matthew was talking about, he was playing a guy called Andrew's Chaos, and he kept finding his dark packs, and then Billy in the corner was sniggering and like giggling like a little girl, and like literally he just couldn't stop laughing, and literally made us all laugh. And then Sam, who's the meme team's the manager, just basically kind of came up saying, like, oh, someone's a god, the dark gods aren't on his side. He's like, Lamao said the gods, LMFAO. And I'm there like, we all just burst in the tears. And then we talked about, Billy's and Matthew's game against like Knights versus Crew. And literally I just came up with the most absolute garbage, like, no one escapes from Billy's farm. And it just burst in the tears. Like, we can't take ourselves seriously. And you can definitely tell from the next episode we were going to do is just we were very tired, and we were very like, you know what, just let it all go. It's all done. It's all going to go forward. And it's, yeah, honestly, Ben, it's just a laugh. We try and do it to basically enjoy it. And like, if you put more stress on it, you're not going to enjoy it. And as long as you're doing something for fun, that's great. That's awesome. But the moment that you start thinking, oh, God, I'm on a podcast, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, it's the time when you go, no, that's...
Oh, it kills it. Yeah, absolutely. The amount of effort that it takes to pull together a podcast. I mean, obviously...
Oh, gotcha!
I've done this. It takes me a good few hours to edit this. So I've now finally started to edit them into videos. So that's a little scoop for this one as well. I have actually started to edit videos that are going to go up onto YouTube finally.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
It's just adding to time, though, just trying to make any of this. So if you hated doing this sort of stuff, you would be able to, A, the editing would be shit, and B, you just wouldn't bother. I like that, like, this bit is, it's like, yeah, I'll carry on doing the chatting. It comes to the editing, and there are times where you're like, this is the driest thing that I've ever done, if you're not enjoying it. But I kind of use it as a chance to listen back now. So I sit there editing. I'm like, yeah, I just sat there listening. I'm like, wait, I've not actually edited anything for like 10 minutes. What was I doing? Oh no, just listening to that person talk. That's the point of it. It's part of the hobby.
Yeah,
I'm not paid for this. So
no, mate. Of course. Give me 1 second. I've got to put my thing back on charge. Give me 2 seconds. If that's all right. I've just realised that my the power plug I was using hasn't had no battery in it. So I'm there going, oh no, please don't. Don't do that, man. Don't, please, no. There we go. Right. Charging up now. Yeah, no, as you said, don't get paid for it. You might as well just enjoy it as it is. Yeah. And, you know, you get to meet, I'm sorry for you, you get to meet so many new people in this digital age of going back and forth. And I think that's fantastic. Like, it's something that I think that meme team will do in the future. But it's just, we are working on a few things at the moment, which I will get onto in a second. But yeah, no, honestly, podcasting is really fun. And like, we originally thought it was going to be like, oh, it's going to be so cringe. It's going to be so bad. so like, oh, how to talk to people. But honestly, once you kind of get into the motion, like you're just around a group of friends, chatting about stuff that you love. It generally is just so much fun. It is so good. And absolutely, I'm just there going, what can we randomly say in a podcast that will make the viewer or the listener laugh? And, you know, I think we all have that mindset in whenever we've got members. And again, it kind of just rolls into our kind of our name and what we do as a reputation. And it's just, that is all I care about. Like making sure people laugh, have a good time. Because, hey, as I said, if you're having fun with a podcast, crack on. Okay? The moment that you start having a bit of an iffy fit, kind of just give it a break for a bit. Yeah. But from what I can see, you've been doing a fantastic amount of people reviewing and stuff. And like, this is your 25th episode. That's mental.
Yeah, the last episode was with Dave from Mini Wargaming. Honestly, when I started this podcast, I was like, I'm just going to chat with my gym, probably have a few chats with friends, kind of understand what got them into it. And then Quipster was the very first one, Quipster Nerd. That's the one that I've fully edited now that will go up on YouTube first. I was so nervous. I was so robotic in the start of that. It's mad compared to like editing now and how relaxed I am. But yeah, the people I was speaking to, if I went back to then and said, you're going to be chatting with Stig, Katie from TT, Dave from Mini Wargaming, he was like the first person that I watched coming back into Warhammer. I got this opportunity to sit with Dave for like 2 hours and just chat with him. It's mind-blowing what this podcast has sort of opened up. Yeah, like the people that I chat with now. That's just awesome. Incredible. Man. Incredible people.
That's wicked. Yeah, I kind of think, again, that whole kind of goes back to that imposter syndrome where it's like, this is me. This is what am I doing? How can I get this? This is ridiculous. But I've always been told, like, you know, meeting these people, like these famous people on Instagram, just like, just act like yourself. Just don't, just go like, I'm this person. That's it. That's how kind of I would want people to be like me. Like, if people saw me and recognized me, I would just be like, hey, you're the Joy of Pain. And they're like, hello.
Hi.
I might be a bit nervous. Yeah, I would be a bit nervous. Honestly, Ben, I would be nervous as hell. Like, I'd be like, hello. Yes, you. Yeah, hello. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, don't mind me. Sit over here and around. Ah! It's just like, I'm being noticed. Yeah, it's I about to say honestly how I would feel, like, you know, so anyone listening, if people want to approach me and just in public, please, that's fine. Just please be aware I may eternally spring. So yeah, it's all
gentle.
Just be gentle, yeah. Don't tell me that I love badminton because I will throw a punch.
I nearly mentioned it earlier. The pumpkin that I made for October.
Yes.
I very, very nearly did a bad memes design on it just to tag you in it. I didn't brave it. I ended up just going for the more generic orc design, but I nearly cut a bad memes meme into it. It was close.
I would have been fuming. Absolutely fuming.
I was just worried you wouldn't come on more than anything.
Oh my, no mate, I asked you to, if I can come on, I definitely would come on, absolutely. But I would literally be like, 2 minutes, I'll be like 2 hours of me just ranting, going, this is why they're crud, this is why I hate them, all kind of this crap is, no mate, absolutely not. But no, that's very cool, like the ability to like carve pumpkin, no, that's fantastic, because I like, you give me a model, I will paint it. Give me like a 2D painting, I'll do a stick man.
I can't. That's only the second pumpkin that I've ever done it, and the one before was last year, and I did Venom. That's up on my, I'm sure that's up on my Instagram somewhere. But yeah, I did Venom the year before. And this year I was like, nice. I should probably do something that's probably a little bit more Warhammer. So what's, I mean, it's October, so it's got to be something orky. I was like, at the same time, it's like normal human beings that don't do Warhammer and sort of need to be, it's So it's like, oh yeah, orcs, the sort of generic thing is kind of like an orc skull. Let's go with it. And then literally just got a picture off the internet and just threw next to it. I went, yeah, that kind of looks roughly like that. It's a really easy shape, so it was okay.
Yeah, man. That's absolutely. With orcs, like, it's very much a, you know, you just like make little index, be like, right, this is, that's the left cheek, that's the top, right cheek, down, teeth, massive jaw, done, dusted, sorted. And I literally, it's like, oh no, well, the teeth broken. I'm like, no, it's fine, just got knocked out. It's fine.
It's just part of an orc. And that's
Yeah, exactly. It's going to grow back later. It'll grow back. but like, again, that's really cool. Like, I would like to say I can get time to do pumpkins, but I'm just there, like, I'm so busy during my day to day life. And it's just like, it's very much, if I put it into perspective for you, I would literally be like, I wake up at 6:30, have breakfast, go to work, do all that malarkey, go straight to the gym, get home around 8:30 at night. And then literally it's either commission work or I'm literally dying. I need to do my own stuff. So like, I'm sure I could change some of that up to make pumpkin scone carving, but I'm just there going.
Make it part of the hobby, yeah. Mine was purely because we were doing it with the little one. So that was a nice Saturday afternoon, had the little one. Admittedly, I took it far too far, and my other half was like, why do I have to do the most basic thing? Because you want to go. So we did it in the afternoon for like an hour, not even that, because the little one got really, she's only two and a half, so she got really bored really, fairly quickly. But I got a start of it done, and then my other half was like, you're not even halfway through, like, when are you doing that? Well, literally that evening I was like, well, we're going to spend time together, so let's do more pumpkin carving together. And she's like, you're such a child. I was like, yeah, but come on, it looks cool. So yeah, we literally spent an evening together carving pumpkins rather than doing something else.
That's amazing. That's wicked, dude.
Yeah, I am an absolute child.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong, right? I've always believed in the inner child is always, it may be dormant, but it's never truly gone. Like, that inner child
What's the point in being an adult if you can't be a child every now and again?
Oh, God, yeah, Jesus Christ. Like, the amount of times that I've, like, during my day-to-day stuff, like, I do work in a bad industry, but there was a point where I was working for the civil service, and I worked in a court service, and I got to see cases where domestic violence was, a big thing. And I was manager of said department, and, you know, I had to be serious. I had to see people or read these things where people who are actually being like assaulted, abused, all that stuff. And it was awful, man. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And then having the ability to come home and in my, like, this safe zone, that is my shed. I could then nerd out and I can just play stuff. I could paint stuff. And it's just that one thing where I'm sure that I will teach my future child that it's like, it's okay to have that small spark of your child in. Because if you can't do it, what's the point? There's no point.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. One last thing in community, and I'm sure it's the thing that you wanted to go on to, was you're starting a YouTube channel as the new team as well.
Yes.
This looks like a lot of fun. So what are you going to be doing with it?
So I originally started a YouTube channel years ago, about a year and a half ago, but I just... I uploaded one video, which was how to paint the goth rocker. Really did enjoy it, but I kind of lost interest, unfortunately. Yeah. And, you know, I just kind of use that now just to watch videos and that.
Yeah.
But ever since the meme team has kind of grown, we've kind of accidentally fell into the whole, oh, you guys must know what you're doing. You guys must, you guys, you know, go to events, you do this, you go, like, on awards. Like, it'll be so good to see, like, how you guys do it. And they're like, right, okay, excellent. So it only happened, I think, hang on, last week. Yeah, last week I was on again, CapCut, and I was literally going, YouTube intros, let's see what I can do. And I made this. I made the sun squeak, like going bang on your face like that. And it was perfect. So I messaged our management and went, what do you got this? And he's like, this could change. And I'm like, okay. So I went back, changed it. This needs to change. And they're like, okay. This happened 10 times, man. 10 times. And I said, are you taking the piss? And they're like, yeah, we're taking the piss. First one's fantastic. And they're like, for fuck's sake. So yeah, we kind of rated the group and said, like, you know, how does this call? How does this look? And they were loving it. So we put up on a story as a kind of, ooh, what's this mean? All that jazz. And then literally yesterday, we were speaking about where or how we could do this, what could happen. And one of our teammates basically said, you know, you can potentially do it at my gaff because we've got this massive space that no one's using.
Ooh, nice.
And then literally I went to Sam and I went, seeing as you're the tech head and the manager, how much do you reckon this would cost us? And he's like, well, we've got the boards, we've got X, we've got Y, we just buy this, 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 and this. And this comes to X amount. And I said, okay, right. So Tom, who's our enforcer, was like, right, I need 8 people to volunteer to, if they want to, obviously, not forcefully, because not hard. That's, I mean, I would like that to be the fact, because it's kind of an orc democracy, but no, we can't do that. That's illegal, apparently. But yeah, so we had people donate X amount of money to get what we need. So we're just waiting for confirmation about this thing. And then once that happens, we will basically be looking at doing bar reports, kind of doing some podcasts face to face. So you get to see our gorgeous mugs on YouTube, kind of reviews, just stupid videos, man. Nice. Cause you know, real people do like the funny videos and that. And I must say it's been quite enjoyable seeing some people just go mental about it. And, I think, We kind of want to lead into other things, but like they're the three main things, because people have asked for how to pay 40k or how to pay the game step by step. But the big thing, the big thing that we want to work on is the old world.
Nice.
Because we want to kind of, and I mean, again, a bit of a scoop for you from this podcast, but we want to kind of work on being the most, or being quote unquote, the dominant old world event organizers in the South.
That'll be really cool.
And we want to basically be the people that people go to for like old world and that kind of stuff. Obviously, we don't know much about the old world. However, we are looking at obviously the closest things we can get we will use, but it's just trying to see what gets drip fed and what goes where. Cause I know a lot of us old boys that remember the old world are like, yes, because the old world or fantasy at the time was just, it was amazing. Like 40k is my game. I know what I'm doing that game in 40k, but fantasy was like my childhood love.
Oh, it was such a cool game format. I absolutely love that game.
It's the ranked up miniatures, literally walking up. And then literally, as soon as you get a charge, like the shield bashed in, literally like pushing forward, janking people with choppers. Like it was so good.
It was awesome.
I see like people who are very new to the hobby going like, oh, what's the old one? They're like, well, young child, I've been here for quite a long time.
I still call it fantasy. So there you go.
Yeah. And I am very much in the mindset. I'm very much in the mindset of like, this is what Age of Sigmar was. And was better than the Age of Sigmar. Again, it's Age of Sigmar, great game. It's just not for me. I was asked a question, if you want to play skirmish, what would you play? And I said 40k. And I consider Age of Sigmar as a skirmish game, not a ranked up.
Yeah, it's definitely changed what fantasy was towards that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's fine, because I know a lot of people, I will not knock the model design. Models design are gorgeous. The Iron Jaws are lovely. Like we said earlier, the pigs are fantastic. Yeah, the Trogoths are sick.
Yeah.
I've got six Rock-Got Trogoths sealed in that box over there, waiting for when orcs get released. So I'm sure they won't. They've announced that some kits will be returning, but I don't think they would ever get rid of Rock-Guts from the Orc and Goblin. Excuse me, range. So I would use them as my Stone Trolls, because they were perfect as the new Stone Trolls. They're perfect. And I think I've now got, well, in that bag over there, I know, it sounds like my memory's messy as hell, but no, honestly, it's not. Literally, it's all organized. But, yeah, I've got a 1.5 Orc and Goblin army, and it's a mixture of like Orcs, Black Orcs, Night Goblins, nice. Fanatics, Shamans, Night Goblin Shamans, all that jazz. I just want to see what it comes. There's a lot of hype behind it. A lot of like, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Like, you know, it's a lot of people have said, like, you know, it's going to be rumored to be a version of 6th edition, but with like 8th edition units. And they're going, I don't care about that. As long as I get to see my Orc and Goblins on the battlefield, on grass things, in bloody movement trains.
Yes.
Against.
Oh my god.
And even getting shot by Wood Elf archers, which I despise. And the fact that skirmishes will still be, well, hopefully will be a thing. Bretonians charging in with their lance formation. Probably me getting battered, but I'll get battered with a smile on my face, because this is the stuff that I've missed for 10 years. And that game was just, I get it from a company perspective, why they had to do what they did.
Yeah.
And it sucked massively. Cause I remember the day it happened, I was at my local rock club, Bouillon Down, I remember a couple of drinks with me. Bubble came, saw the rules of New Age Sigmar. I was like, it's 4 fucking pages.
Yeah.
My 284 page rule book has become 4 pages, and they're like, what is this? What is Atrocity? And yeah, I was fuming. I was absolutely fuming. And I just feel that, you know, they lost out so big. And, you know, you may or may not have seen that famous clip of the guy who basically burnt his entire Dark Elf army.
No, really? I've not seen that. Wow.
4,000 to 5,500 points of Dark Elves. He literally videoed it and just like set it ablaze.
Wow.
And now he is kicking himself in the arse knowing the fact that it's coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming back to what you were saying originally. We've got YouTube coming up, and we'll be focusing mostly on battle reports, reviews, funny videos, virtuals, kind of like face-to-face podcasts, all that jazz. And hopefully, if everything goes well, we may start trying to stream like our own events, if that makes sense. Because we have got one coming. It's good. And because we've got our first official tournament on the 11th of November, which is, I mean, we are very proud to say that we sold out in 3 hours, which was really, 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 really good. We weren't expecting it. And, we literally were like, right, we now actually have to make the balls now. So rubbish. So we've been panicking these last couple of weeks, basically, right, let's all like get all the terrain that we've got, get hammers, smash it back down, and literally rebuild it. And we rebuilt everything from the ground up.
Wow.
And these are all standard 40k tournament ready terrain. So this is all like Perspex stuff. It's all on Perspex plastic.
Yeah.
It's all like ruins and stuff. All the bottom floors are all blocks so you can't see, just as it should be for tournaments.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, we have got everything sorted. And the thing that we are most proud of is that we can say, this is our terrain, our tables, our hall. Everything is our stuff. Like, we haven't asked anyone for help. This is all funded from us.
Nice.
A group of miscreants and weirdos. And it's like, yeah, baby, this is what I'm talking about. This is what community should be.
Yeah.
And it's why, like, we're so proud to have, like, a like-minded sponsor of Cryptic Cabin. Like, they saw the potential of what we could do. And, like, you know, sometimes I need nudging going, yeah, you can do it. You just need to get on with it. And even though, you know, we have got, as Sam, the manager said to me in the car going to one of these meetings, I said, honestly, man, like, I feel I could do so much more. It was like, I'm going to stop you right there. He's like, you've turned us from literally a group of meme heads to actually torment 10 days. You've got us to get a club. We've now got an event plan. We've then got a future endeavor with Cryptic Cabin, and we're planning Adepticon 25. Like, for 7 months, that's pretty fucking good.
Take a break. Just stop.
And it's hard. It's, you know, I'm always there going, like, could I do more? Could I do, and it's like, if I could do less, I'd be like, crap, I failed. But no, it's very much a balancing act of just trying to keep things going as it is. And like the hype of the meme team is just growing, going, going. Like, we're just trying to just do as best we can. And yeah, I know I've spoken a lot about the meme team and not a lot about myself, but it's just,
it's just,
I generally do feel that. I'm not saying that I've put my hat up and saying like I'm done 40k, because that will never happen. That will never, unless I keel over. But I don't, obviously, touch wood, that ain't gonna happen. But no, I still will be the leader of the main team and the most absolute mad lad that you can physically see on a battlefield. I generally feel that 40k going forward is going to be quite fun. And this YouTube fiasco, or this YouTube kind of thing, what we're planning, could be quite fun. And, you know, that's what it is all about. It's about fun. And if I can help the meme team become what we've done, and that's all down to each of them as well, what could we do as a group and help other people? Yeah. And that's obviously with the world of the internet, like, you know, we can help people out from, like, literally in Asia, North America, Canada, anywhere. Like, and we know, like, there's like Mini War Game, which do a fantastic job. Tabletop Tactics, amazing job.
Yeah.
Tabletop Titans, fantastic as well. And like, they are all fantastic. And there's no shame in saying that. Like, we may never, ever get to that level. But I tell you what, if we can help one person get to that stage where they feel confident to play a 40k, that is enough for me and the rest of the boys. And, honestly, there's been a lot of hype and a lot of good memories and a lot of good ideas going forward. And honestly, it's mental. That's all I can say is watch the space and see how things pan out.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move away from Warhammer, as much as I'd like to carry on talking about it. I guess the first thing in real life that I will absolutely commend you on is the amount of hard effort that you've put into taking care of yourself. Like, you've talked about the sort of the weight loss, the strength thing, stuff like going to the gym. Like, obviously you post about it here every now and again. Kudos. Good effort. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's surprising. It's surprising what, like, literally, you know, what was it? I can't remember now. You know, probably the best way to describe it. You know, you're a Marvel fan, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in What If, where Doctor Strange is, he wants to save his missus. And that is the moment where he loses his hands. That's the time. They can't change that. They can't change that thing. For me, it was the penultimate time where I was with someone at the time. And she called me fat. And literally that twigged something in my head. That made me just go, no, I can't have that.
Yeah.
And that literally set me on a path of just, I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it, but a path of hatred, despise, and just pure anger. Cause I very much was, you know, when you go through those kind of those emotions, it's what have I done? Why has this happened? Why could everyone do something like this to someone?
Yeah.
And it really, really hurt. Like,
I bet, yeah.
Cause I'm a very emotional kind of guy and, you know, I take things to heart quite badly. And it kind of made me go, right, that's it. I'm going forward with this. And then obviously when I went from 23 stone, which for those people, it's 125 kilograms, all the way down to my lightest, which was 14 stone 12, which I think was
great. Effort.
80, 90 kg, I want to say.
And yeah, a little bit over that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I was so proud of what I achieved. And
as you should be. Yeah.
Mate, honestly, I, you know, it's, that having seeing the weight just drop off was like it was phenomenal, and I was so happy with myself, so proud.
Yeah.
But again, like as life can be, it can be an arse, and life sent me a few things in the way, and obviously I ate my emotions. So during COVID, I kind of put on a bit more weight, but it's fine because right now I'm focusing on after a few things that happened last year. One of the things which I might if I'm allowed to, just speak about one little thing which you might be interested in.
Yeah, of course.
So I sent in some pictures to White Dwarf about my army, and I then got a message from my contact saying, where are you based, Jack? And I said, I'm sorry, just working, just south of London. And they said, would you be interested in sending your army up to get pictures? And I said, yes, I'd love that. But at the time, I went, can I just please just give me a couple months to kind of work on my tournament score? And this is the time I want to try and get to Goth number one.
Yeah.
Which I did. But during that time, I put all my effort, my waking hours. I went from 2,500 points all the way to 7,500. And that was in the space of 7 to 8 months.
Wow.
And that was pure pain.
Because
I was given a deadline, and that's what I painted it for.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know what, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity to get my stuff in. So
there
was a time where my orcs were in one while getting pictured. And so you'll be seeing them very soon, I'm sure. Very, very soon. And there is one other thing which I can't talk about, but I when I found out, it was massive grin from ear to ear. But I can't tell anyone. Okay. But yeah, it's, you'll know when you know.
I'll get you back on when I know. There we go.
No, that's fine. We can do some of that. But then going back to what I was saying, is I spent all my time painting up my stuff. Like, I had no time to like just anything else. So I kind of, again, bad thoughts, bad decisions, all that stuff. And it kind of made me go, right, after this done, after all this like bits are done, it's back to routine. And I reached out to one of my now endorsements on the meme team, Motivational Fitness. And she basically does virtual PT training and stuff, and she also plays Warhammer as well. So she now mentors myself and a few other members of the meme team, and she's brutal. She's very good. And now it's very much back into mindset. So I will never ever neglect my body again. And I'm going back to what I used to be. So my time on the ground, my kind of period is where I was 2018. I was single. I was 14.12 stone. I was literally the happiest I was. I was the happiest I ever was. And I generally want to go back to that. Not in terms of I've grown as a person.
Yeah.
But physically, that is my goal. And I want to be able to go to places and feel good, you know? Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not a vain person. I don't love myself in the mirror and stuff, because I look at myself and go, there's a belly right there. Like, that's not meant to be there. But I want to feel good. And I generally feel like if you go to these kind of wine events and stuff, I want to be one of those people where you look at him and go, yeah, he looks after himself. He's an orc player, looks after himself, and he's a jolly good fellow. You know what I mean? Like, he's that kind of esque. The gym work is my next love. Lots of work in there. But again, trying to be, social as well. Obviously co-managing a team is strenuous.
Yeah.
We have lots of memes being sent, lots of, ideas being flown in, organizing every Thursday our gaming at our club nights and stuff. And it's just like, I just need some time. Like, prime example this weekend. So I've got a club tomorrow. I'm out for a friend's birthday in Reading until 3 or 4 in the morning. I am up tomorrow on the Saturday to pick up my mates' DJ equipment. I am then DJing Saturday night in Kingston.
Cool.
And then I'm up for 8 o'clock the next day for our Crypto Cabin training day. So it's, yeah, it's, yeah, I kind of, yeah, I do this because, again, I love the team. I love what I do. And I hate using the saying that you can sleep in the dead, but like, I just need a weekend where I've got nothing planned. And it's, and coming up to Christmas now, it's very much a, that's not going to happen, if that makes sense. So we've lots of focal ties to go, Christmas parties, drinking, Warhammer stuff. It's like, yes, okay. I just need to go to work then just to chill. You know, it's all right. But you know, it's, thank you for the gym part, man. Like, it's, I'm happy for what I'm doing. And like, it's like, you know, you're like, Fitness Hammer and Dave as well from Mini War Gaming. Yeah. They're both like pillars of the whole kind of being happy and being proper, you know, gym going and that. And it does wonders for you. Like, anyone listening, if you're, if you generally do feel like you want to try a gym, just honestly go to your local gym, speak to someone who's like a member there and just get on it. Cause honestly, it releases so many endorphins, baby. So many. And it makes you feel on top of the world. Yeah, it makes you feel so much better. But
Okay. I've got one more question to ask.
Of course.
And then we're done. Then I can let you go and get some peace. So, last question. If you could pick one person in the community, doesn't have to be Instagram or anything like that, should be somebody in the meme team or whatever, and they were the only person that you could play Warhammer with for the rest of time, who would it be and why?
That is a hard question, man.
It's really interesting because some people, like, properly off the bat, just like, bam, straight away say a name. Other people, it's like, really hard.
I hate to disappoint you, but I can't say. I can't say.
If you have like a hypothetical person, what would be the good traits that would make that person be the person that you would choose?
Honestly, someone that I can become friendly with, proper, like, you know, get to know, potentially see if feelings are there, and then start a family.
Okay, that's.
That's how I see it.
That's an interesting route to go down. Okay, that's pretty cool. Normally, the people who have partners, I generally say you cannot choose that partner because it's an obvious one. For those exact reasons. If my partner played Warhammer, I imagine she would be the one, but she doesn't. So, yeah, okay.
I can't really. It's. I have so many fond memories of playing every single past that I play. I've had a few bad experiences, but I'm sure we can talk about that elsewhere. Because that's not for the podcast. There's some bad ones. But like, we're talking under, I can count on my hand. Like, I have the hundreds of games I've played. But honestly, I've loved everyone, mate. If I could pick everyone, I'd pick everyone.
Funnily enough, the only person that I've kind of let off this question before is Peter Davies, who's obviously the sort of the London Guild founder, for probably the exact same reason. Similar to you, it's sort of when you own that group of people and you play that many games, it's just there's so many cool people driving that community so I will let you off for similar reasons to Peter.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's a weird, I've never been asked a question, but that is not as true. Someone that I can become friendly with and then go from there. Basically, that's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, nice. I mean, that's just life, so.
Yeah, man, and it just.
Yeah. Well, that was it. That was my last question. I really, really appreciate your time, and it's been a really fun, really, really enjoyable chat with you.
Good, yeah,
thank you for coming on.
No, thank you for letting me come on, honestly. And I would like to say, as a thank you, privately, I would like your address because I have something to send you.
Oh, mate, you don't have to, but
no.
Appreciate it.
As I said, it's a way to promote the community in our way, in the meme team's way. So, privately, I would like your address, and we'll go from there.
Okay, we'll talk after. To the audience, if you want to go and find Jack or Meme Team, obviously we've been talking about Jack's Instagram, you can find him, the Joy of Painting, of course, the Orc Master himself. Meme Team, have got the Uranian Instagram as well, so GR Meme Team. You've got Deconstructive Criticism, which we didn't name. How do we not name the podcast in all of that
time? Oh, I'm so sorry, that is my bad.
The podcast is called Deconstructive Criticism. It's over on Spotify. I'll put a link in the description of the... I'll put a link to all of this in the description of the podcast. So but yeah, put a link to that as well. And obviously your merch. I'll definitely put a link to your merch because you've got some of the coolest merch out there as well.
Oh, mate, thank you.
Which you are currently wearing, for those of you who are listening. you're wearing some of it because it's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. And yeah, if anyone wants to get hold of me, got my Instagram and stuff like that. But yeah, is there anyone else you'd like to shout out or anywhere else you'd like to shout out before we go?
Meme Team boys. Any of you listening to this, Bad Moon suck so damn much. But honestly, lads, I love you to bits. I wouldn't be the same person without you guys. So yeah, carry on. Let's keep doing what we do best. And yeah, see what we can do.
Yeah. So once I start editing all the videos and stuff like that, finally catch up with this, I'm going to clip that and I'll put that up on my Instagram specifically just for them.
Thank you, mate. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, Ben, is when we get properly, I want you on our podcast.
I'd love to come on. Yeah, that's cool.
Whereabouts are you based?
Bristol. So you're not a million miles away from you. Not bad. Too far. I do a little bit of work over on that sort of London-ish anyway. So I do work over there. So if I'm ever any that way, I'll give you a shout.
Mate, please do. It'd be lovely to cut up a pint and catch up. It'd be lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to everyone that's sort of listening. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did enjoy it, then obviously please leave a review, a follow, whatever. Feel free to get in touch with me, similar to like Jack was sort of saying earlier. If you see me in the street, feel free to grab me. I don't really care all that much. And yeah, message me on Instagram or on Threads or things like that. It's First Rank 5 Podcast. Yeah, thank you all so much for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.